Welcome to segment number 10, Living the Commitment. When you make the commitment to yourself and your angelic team that you're going to communicate with them on a daily basis, and you follow through with that by taking the action steps to achieve the love frequency and sustain it, and then you engage with them daily in full conversation or check-ins or Q&A time, your life improves. You experience your days with more confidence, from a more stable, peaceful state, with clarity of thought, and you're happier. This doesn't mean your life is all rainbows and unicorns. It won't be, because you still inhabit a human body, and that body experiences the challenges of living on planet Earth. However, you will own that comfort of knowing you're divinely guided, and they're with you, supporting you, and will never let you down. Plus, you won't be in survival mode anymore. You'll break up with your best friend's worry, anxiety, and stress, and your life may take on a magical quality. I don't know about you, but I'm okay with that. You'll be able to stand in your sovereignty, empowered, without apology, exception, or explanation. Elevating to the love frequency to achieve the communication frequency with your angelic team moves you into a state of peacefulness that is lovely. Then the actual communication with them deepens that sense of peace and well-being. This feeling is another sign that you truly are communicating with your angelic team. I do want to caution you. When you're stressed, worried, and/or anxious, and you ask your angels a question needing guidance or help, they'll do their best to answer and help you. But as far as hearing or understanding their messaged response, your internal energy of stress can and probably will block you from understanding them clearly or at all. Instead, your human mind will put its own spin on the answer to your question. So when this happens, you've asked the question from a state of fear-based stress, anxiety, and worry. You got an answer, and then the answer turns out to be wrong. Does this mean your angels were wrong? No, it doesn't. It means that your frequency wasn't tuned into theirs. This means that you still have some effort to put into elevating your frequency. Another way to understand this is through our levels of consciousness. Our human persona consists of the subconscious, conscious, and higher self superconscious. When you elevate your energy into the love gratitude frequency, your superconscious, that love light of your superconscious will reveal the buried, painful, uncomfortable emotional beliefs that you've buried in the darkness of your subconscious. This doesn't happen to punish you. Not at all. This experience is an opportunity for you to heal those hidden thought patterns and beliefs. Like I talked about in segment number 5, achieving and sustaining the love frequency through guided meditation supports you to transform and heal those uncomfortable emotions that were buried in your subconscious. You don't have to go digging for them or wait for some life event to trigger you and force you to feel and observe them. Plus, when you achieve and sustain the love frequency, your consciousness is more aware of negative thoughts and thought patterns that flitter into your thinking. Your heightened awareness will red flag them, giving you the opportunity to take action to stop them from consuming you. In essence, when you embody the love gratitude frequency on a consistent basis, you bring your 3 levels of consciousness into alignment, elevating your subconscious and conscious to the elevated frequency of the superconscious. And it's from this elevated state of being that you have the most control over your personal power to not only understand your angelic team's guidance and support, but to also manifest the true desires of your heart. At this elevated vibration, you broadcast out a new frequency of love and light, becoming a magnet for experiences and material things of the same love and light frequency. It's a win-win all the way around. So click into segment number 11 for final thoughts.